Okay. So as the background to some of the stuff going on here, Sif Dalet, so it comes up in other places, wanted to go over something we once upon a time went into in a lot of detail, which is the basic Mahalchim of Rishonim and understanding the Gedder of Chanan. So without getting super bogged down on details, I think it can basically be broken down into three major Mahalchim. The first is the Ron. The most simple, straightforward is the Ron. That Chanan is just what a natural totah, what Vaser B'chol is. You cook meat, when one cooks meat and milk together, so the Torah was also the Tarovis. The whole thing is Aser. It is the Atmo Shel Iser, the Gufa Iser. And it stands to reason that the entire Basar B'chalav, same way it's Mitzarif to be Mechayev Malkus, is also Mitzarif to be Oser B'no Sentam, and that each component of it is Oser Mino B'mashu, because the whole thing is the Iser. So that's the Mahalach of the Ron. And he says that even according to Rabbi Nutan, that there's Chanan by Shari Surim, that's just a Gezeira Derabanan Atu Basar B'chalav. But Me'ikar Adin, the idea of Chanan makes sense by Basar B'chalav alone. So that's the easy Mahalach. Then there's Tosos in the Ramban. Tosos on Daf Kof in the Ramban at the end of the Masechta, there's extra piece on Chanan at the end of the Masechta, most prints brought on Daf Kof Ches. So they're both mashma that Chanan is Me'ikar Adin by Shari Surim, just like it is by Basar B'chalav. There's first of all the Diyuk in Tosos and Daf Kuf that in the Machlokes, whether there's Chanan by Shari Surim, brings a raya from the Parsha of Klei Midyan. How are you able to be Mashir the Klei Midyan if there's Chanan by Shari Surim? Mashma, obviously, that it's a Din D'oraisa. If it's a Din D'rabbanan, you don't have a problem how they're Mashir then. It's before the Gzeira. Additionally, and the Ramban, you look, the Ramban at the end of the Masecht is also mashma that whatever ad kama that you say Chanan by Shari Surim, it's Me'ikar Adin. And it's the same halachas by Basar B'chalav. He doesn't want to make chilukim between them even. Tosos on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we've seen, says that even according to Man Da'amar, Efshar L'Sochto Aser, but that's only if there's still at least some Iser left in the Chaticha, just that it's not Nosin Tam anymore. So even though it's not Nosin Tam, you say that it's still Aser. That's Efshar L'Sochto Aser and the Chanan that follows. But if the Iser comes out completely, so then the Chaticha is Chozer L'Tero. He says that to explain a certain case by Malicha, where, related to Malicha, where if all the dam that was in something comes out, so hagam that it was usher at one point, but even in the man damar eshlo softo usher v'chanan, it's chozer letero. So he's applying this idea to shari surim, to dam, and yet he says that which we said eshlo softo usher, that's only if some Isser is left in the Chaticha. The only place the Gemara actually uses the words Eshel Softo Aser is in the Sugya of Basar B'chalav. So it's clear from that Tosos two things. Again, that he's equating Basar B'chalav and Shari Surim. The Eshel Softo Aser that applies to Basar B'chalav is the same one as by Shari Surim. And additionally, he's Mechadesh the idea that if the Isser goes out completely, then the Chaticha is chozer le'tero, even if you hold Efshel Softo Aser. And the Ramban, Lamaisa, comes out similar. The Ramban at the end of the Masechta, he goes through different possible mahachim, but his maskana at the very end seems to be that there is chanan by shari surim, and it's mashma that it's the same chanan by shari surim as by basar v'chalav, and it's mevur in the Ramban that the machlokas efshel sochto aser mutter is as follows. He says the mandamar efshel sochto aser holds that even though if you would completely get the iser out of this chaticha, it would be mutter, but since right now you aren't getting the iser out of the chaticha, so memela we view the whole chaticha as iser. And the mandamar who holds efshel sochto mutter holds that even though lemaisa the iser is in the chaticha and we're not getting it out, but since theoretically if you would get it out, the piece would be chozer l'tero, right? So so Rowan, we view it ki'ilu the iser has left the chaticha, and therefore the heter shabo is heter. That's the machlokas eshlosofto aser mutter. Do we say this Rowan as if the iser has left and the mele is chozer l'tero? But everyone agrees, just like Tosas and Kufyud Beis, everyone agrees, B'ikaron, that if you would get all of the Isser out, it would be Chozer L'Tero. So,
is it a Matthias question?
It's not a Matthias question, it's a Rowan question. Everyone agrees that if you would get it out, it would be Mutter. Everyone agrees you can't get it out. The Machlokas is whether we view it, Kilo, you got it out. So, L'chora, what comes out from Tosas and Daf Kufyud Beis and the Ramban at the end of the Masechta is that Chanan, Efshel Sochto Aser, and Chanan is a chalos on a tarovis. It's chalos on a tarovis. In other words, when a tarovis got a certain halacha, it was muchra le'iser, when iser was Urav and Heter, whether it's actual iser or batzer v'chalav, mashma makes no difference. That tarovis was mukhra l'iser. Once that tarovis becomes aser, as long as the tarovis continues to exist, it remains aser. I mentioned a long time ago, I heard this once upon a time from Reb Naftali Meiselman, and I believe that the makor of the idea is from Rav Yashav Ber Soloveitchik. I heard a similar idea from Hashem Rav Shurkin once upon a time there's a chavos in the tarovis, and as long as the tarovis is kayim, the din is kayim. So that's why, even though you get some of the iser out, let's say Tosas and Kufyud Beis, and you reduce it to less than no same time, but it remains aser because the tarovis is still here. If you completely separate the two things, so you're mevatel the tarovis lagamre, tarovis is not around anymore, so that iser was only chal on the tarovis. You don't have a tarovis anymore, so now it's mutter. Then so I think there's a third mahalach that we see that we didn't see at that time so much, which is the Mordechai. Right, the Mordechai brought in the Beis Yosef, talked about by the Poskim, brought Poskim partway by the Ramah. The Mordechai says that you don't say Chanan just by every case. You only say it in the case of Lach B'Yavish, where a chaticha was nesar from a bliya, where the nesar is nikar and muvdal. It's chashivos, they mention lashon chashivos. So it would be tempting to say, and maybe mustavir to say, that this geder of Chanan, that it's only on a recognizable chaticha, it's a dindra banan, on a recognizable chaticha, it has a chashivos, and people know that it's aser, and it's not nice to treat it as heter once, in any way, once it's known as iser. And the fact is that the Ramah does paskin, that we can only be somech on the svar of the Mordechai, to be matir lach b'lach, to say there's no Chanan lach b'lach, it's only by lach b'yavish. She says we can only be somech on the svara l'gabe shari surim, not l'gabe basar b'chalav. So possibly we would say, because by basar b'chalav it doesn't make any sense. Maybe the Mordechai holds that by basar b'chalav, it's like the Ran, the Iker geder of the Isser basar b'chalav says Chanan. It's just because of the nature of the Isser, the basar and chalav both become aser, the whole tarovis is aser. By shari surim, where that idea doesn't make sense, so it's a separate halacha, It's once something looks like Isser, so, and it's a recognizable and the Suyamdik thing that looks like Isser, so we always treat it like Isser. You could potentially say like that. But Maisa, the Lashon of the Ramah is not so machma that way. The Lashon of the Ramah is we're only somich on the Sfar Lagabe Shari Surim, not Lagabe Basra Chalav. It's a little bit mashma that potentially we could have applied this far to Basar B'Chalav, just we're not Somech on it. Basar B'Chalav is more Chamor. And that's clear in the Ape Ravave brought by the Shach, that that's the case, that he, the Shach argues on it, but he brings the Ape Ravave that says that Be'etzem this halacha shaykh to Basar B'Chalav, but we're not Somech on this far L'Gabe Basar B'Chalav, only L'Gabe Shari Surah. But there is such a day out there, there's a way to learn the Mordechai al-Kalpanim, that this halacha applies, and even if you look at the Shach's Taina, his Taina is an interesting Taina, where he's coming from, but al-Kalpanim, it seems to be there's a day out there that you say the Svara Bein V'Basra V'Chalv, Bein B'Shari Surim. Assuming, which I don't know if it's 100% mukhrach, assuming that Chanan is daraisa by Basar B'Chalav, Bukulei Alma, we haven't seen anyone who says otherwise, so we'd have to give some hagdar to this din that we can understand it as a din daraisa. So, Lechora, we could say that it's a chalos and a chaticha. It's, in other words, it's similar to Tosos and the Ramban, in the sense that it's not from the getter of Basar B'Chalav that it's Aser, it's some extraneous halacha that applies both to Basar B'Chalav and to Shari Surim. May Iker Gidram, you shouldn't say Hanan, you shouldn't say Efshel Softo Aser, even by Basar B'Chalav. But there's this halacha that except instead of saying that it's a chalos and a tarovis, so the Mordechai holds it's a chalos and a chaticha. And a chaticha means a mesuyim dik nikr chaticha. A rechashev of some sort. Hard to understand why that should be, but let's. Without, even if we can't be Masbir, we can at least maybe compare it to another halacha that we saw, that the post can bring earlier. That by the case of a tipas chalav that fell on a chaticha, and you don't know which chaticha it fell onto, so then the Rambam says you mix it right away. So complications how to understand that, but the Shach brings from the Isser v'Hetar Aruch that in that case, even though the tipa initially fell on a certain chaticha, and it had time to be no sin tam in that chaticha, but since we don't know which chaticha it is, so you don't say chanan in that chaticha. Since it was lo huvra is, you don't say chanan in that chaticha. Of course, it's a similar idea that it has to, that chanan's only chal on a known chaticha, a chashav chaticha. Right? It has to be that people are aware that this is the asher chaticha. I mentioned to a few people as far that I heard many years ago, which I it's as far I like, but I. Get skeptical responses, but I'll say it anyways. That's where I heard from Rabbi Kornreich that he suggested that you could be madame this to the halacha of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Surah. Same way a person, by relating to something as Isser, can make it Usher for himself. So also, if there's a koliestich his yachsus to a chaticha as Isser, that can create a halosis from the chaticha. I mentioned the skepticism already, right? I happen to like it. I mean, listen, it's a mysterious idea. It's the best Hasbro I've seen, heard. Only Hasbro I've heard.
No, it's the only
Hasbro I've ever heard for this idea. I don't. If you want to say it's a Dindra Bana, you can say it's a Dindra Bana.
There are other ideas. There are other ideas around, like.
Yeah.
Something's not
chal,
but it's not
a definite thing's not chal. That's the facts. That's not the Hezber.
How would you get Basra Chal without? What would bas mincha with without kanan? What would that look like? It's clear that
yeah. So this is mamash what I wanted to get to next. Yeah. Go on.
It's clear from the halacha that chati zayis bas or chati zayis chalav. Each one's usher.
Yeah, this is mamash the next thing I wanted to get into. So just to summarize before I get into this, which is I think maybe the more complicated part. Just to summarize, l'chora, we find three basic approaches to chanan. It's from the Iker Geder Basar B'Chalav, the Ron. It's chalos in a taroves. That's not paka as long as the taroves is kayim. Tosos in the Ramban. And that's not miyuchat to Basar B'Chalav. And they apply it to Basar B'Chalav, Shemus Nari Surim. It's not part of the Iker Geder Basar B'Chalav. We'll get to your... And number three, also that's not part of the Iker Geder Basar B'Chalav. It's a general halacha which may apply to Basar B'Chalav and Isurim the same. It's not a chalos on the Tarovis, but on the Chaticha. That would be possibly the Mordechai. So the question is, if you say like the Ron, so we understand Basar B'Chalav is Aser, the Torah Aser, the Tarovis, the whole thing is Aser. That seems to be the most simple understanding of it. That seems to be the straightforward understanding of it. The whole thing is Aser. That's what the Torah was Aser. Right? If you say like the Mashmos of Tosos and the Ramban and the version of the Mordechai that applies his far to Basar B'Chalav, so you're saying essentially that no, in Basar B'Chalav also we wouldn't say that you treat the Basar and the Chalav as Iser. Somehow it would be enough to be mevatel one or the other. You don't have to be mevatel the whole thing. Something like that. Question is, why? What's the chora, the whole thing became iser? What's the svara? How do you apply?
Maybe it's only negeil when the basar wouldn't be, it came out and wouldn't be able to give time. It's just a shayla chaser letiri.
Maybe
when there is a sinus time, it would answer obviously.
That's one possibility, but it's not.
You still see the finish of the Tarevis because when the challah comes out, you don't have time. You see that there's a chalos.
If you say it's a chalos on the Tarevis. let's get back to this. Later, let me suggest what I want to suggest, and you can add this afterwards. I just don't want to get off track and confused. So one way to approach the whole question, whether it's like you're saying or not, even if, no matter what mahalach you're going to take, one approach to think about all of this is just there is a mandamar in the Gemara Eshel Softo Mutter, right? The Ron has the Mila that it's easy to understand, but even the Ron has to account for the fact that there is a mandam in the Gemara that says Efshel Softo Mutter. Right, so what does he hold? Why don't you say that the meat is an Oser just like the milk is? I mean, the whole thing is the Iser. So One mahalach is to say that enachanami, as long as they're me'uruv together, the basar and chalav, so then the tarovis, the entire tarovis is usher. It's mitzar to be mechayit malchus, and the whole thing is the iser. Just the question is, this is lemaisa getting into what you were saying, maybe this is what you were saying. The question is that once you undo the Tarovis, once they're no longer no Saint Tom Zebazeh, so then what happens? Right? So you have a piece of meat, milk was no Saint Tom in the meat, now that meat falls into a kedera. One of two things happens, depending which Rishon you're going in. Either now the milk is Misari Peshaveh, and it's not no Saint Tom in the Schaticha anymore. Or maybe the milk stays in a higher concentration in the schaticha. But, okay, no, I want to stay away from that. It's going to be too complicated. Even if it's a higher concentration in the schaticha, maybe it's not nosin tam anymore. It's not nosin tam anymore in the schaticha, once it fell to the kedera. So now what happens? Right, you say that, So even if you said that the Geder Basar B'chalav is that Kozman Der Me'urav, even if you said that the whole thing becomes Asr, maybe that's only Kozman Der Me'urav. Right? A long time ago we had the idea, like based on a Lashon Ramban, you can question whether, assuming that the Isser Basar B'chalav is the Tarovis, is it Dome to Klai HaKerem, where each component becomes Asr permanently, or is it Dome to Klai B'gadim, where they're only Asr Kozman Der Me'urav, once you take separate the separate from the Pishtim, so now they're both Mutter, right? So maybe the Ma'ad Amar holds Efshel Softo Mutter, just holds that, yeah, the whole thing is Isser Kozman Der Me'urav, and it's Mitzarif Menuchayv Malkus, but once you separate them from each other, which here means not necessarily total separation, but they're no longer Nosin Tam in each other, so now Chozer Lateran. For sure, if the chaticha itself is chozer latero, there's nothing to talk about. It's for sure not going to be osir anything else. And also, even if you somehow would say the chaticha is nishar beisuro, but the tam that comes out of it, right? There's tam, a mixed tam of basar and chalav coming out of it. So the question really is, what do you have to be mevatel? Do you have to be mevatel the combined tam, or just maybe once you're, let's say it was chalav that was nosin tam in the basar, so the chalav is a smaller amount. Maybe you just have to be mevatel the tam chalav, and now the tam chalav is no longer nosin tam in this rotav that came out of chaticha. So that rotav itself is chozer latero, so it's not osir anything. So that's a way to understand, one potential way to understand Eshel Softo Mutter. And everyone, they're on the Ramban, Tosfos, the Mordechai, that's a possible Havar of Eshel Softo Mutter. Now we can turn around and say that in Tosos, the Ramban, and the Mordechai, so they hold that Be'etzem, this is true, Mitzad the Geder, Basar B'chalav, this is true, even in the Man D'Amar, Eshel Softo Asr. The Iker Geder, Basar B'chalav, is that Asr calls Man, that they're actually Me'urav. In the same way that we would say by Shari Surim, so to speak, may Ikar Adin, if Nevelo is not in time in the potatoes really only should be Usr, calls Man, that you still have Tom Nevela in them. If you diluted it till there's no Tom anymore, so now Lechor, it should be Chozer Letero. Comes a Kloyistic Din of Efshel Softo Usr, Hanan, and says, no, even though the Nevela is no longer not in time in the potatoes, or even though the Chalav is no longer not in time in the Basar, but once an Isser was Chal on the Taroves, or the Chaticha, it's no longer Paka. And that's the same by Basar B'chalav and Shari Surim. The only difference is, by Shari Surim, while the Nevelas are the potatoes, so the potatoes are a Nesar, they're not the Atmo Shel Isser. And when Basar B'chalav and Kolpanim are together as a Taroves, so then each part becomes the Atmo Shel Isser. But in terms of what happens once you undo the no same time, then they're on equal footing. Both should be chozer latero and meikar din, so to speak, meikar gidram. The reason they're not is either because of chalos iser on the taroves, which is not polka as long as the taroves is kayim at all, as long as there's some iser in the heter, or chalos iser in the chaticha, if you go like the Mordechai. So that's a possible mahalach. I don't think it's the only mahalach. I definitely don't think it's the only mahalach in Eshel Softo Mutter, in the Mandam Eshel Softo Mutter. The Ran, if I remember correctly, I think the Ran says it also, not the Mishmer Sabayis. The Ran and the Rashba Mishmer Sabayis and Tesimut Olive have a mahalach in the Gemara over there on Kof Ches, that when the Gemara talks about Eshel Softo Asr Mutter and Hanan, the Dian isn't whether it's going to be Osir, the whole thing's going to need Shishim Kinegdo. The Ramban and Tosos are Mefurish that is part of the Nidon. If you say Hanan, you need Shishim Kinegdo. If you don't say Hanan, you don't need Shishim Kinegdo. But what the Gemara is actually talking about is not Shishim, right? What the Gemara is actually talking about is Mimpin Minolo Batil. If Chalav is Osir Basar, is that Basar, Osir, other Basar, B'mashu? According to Ma'ad Amar, Mimpin Minolo Batil. The Gemara doesn't behead the talk about being osir other things but not same time. Pashta says it's all the same. If the basar became osir, so you need shishim to be mevatel the basar, and it's osir b'mino b'mashu. But Lamaisa Gemara only talked about being osir mino b'mashu. So the Rashba and Mishmer Tzvayit over there, and I believe the Ron at the end of Masechta, both say a mahalach that we're not interested in whether you need shishim to be mevatel or not. It could be that l'kulei alma you need shishim to be mevatel. The din is whether you can say min b'mino lo batil, because you only say min b'mino lo batil on if the gufa iser is the same min as the nasar, right? If you have chalav that was osir basar, but the basar is just a nasar, right? So the basar can't be osir other basar b'mino b'mashahu, because you view the basar. The actual lashon of the Rashba is you view the basar kilu, it's all the chalav that was osir it. The chalav is min b'sheino mino. If you want the basar to be osir mino b'mashahu, you have to say it became atmo shel iser. And to say it became Atmo Shel Iser. How do you know whether the Basar became Atmo Shel Iser? The way you know is what would happen if you would separate the Basar and Chalav completely. If each one would still be Iser, then you see that it became Atmo Shel Iser. If it would be Chozer Latero, you see it didn't become Atmo Shel Iser.
Doesn't Raja say that?
In Mishmeres Habayis, in one side, which I don't think is how he paskins. In other words, he's saying it in the he's saying it to explain the Manda Amar that it's kedai to look at it, but he's saying the Manda Amar that there is Chanan by Shari Surim, which is not how he paskins. So Rishonim may ask, if there's Chanan by Shari Surim, why do you have the whole Vikuach of Efshel Asachto Mutar Asr only on Kuf Ches? Why doesn't it talk about it on Daf Kuf? So he says, because to be Osir B'Shishim, you know, that's Pashit, and that's, you know, Daf Kuf has to do with that Keder of Chanan. To be osir mino, because there it's all the same min anyway, the osir and the nesar. To be osir mino b'mashu, they should be called atmo shel iser. That's telling efshel sof to osir mutter. So the implication of all of this is that the man d'amar efshel sof to osir mutter are not just arguing. About what happens if you separate the basar and the chalav. In other words, they're not agreeing what the getter of the iser is. They're arguing what the ikar getter of the iser is. Madamar Efshel Softo Aser is saying everything becomes Atmo Shel Iser. Madamar Efshel Softo Mutter is saying it doesn't become Atmo Shel Iser. And in the words of the Rashba, so what does happen? L'chor, it has to become Atmo Shel Iser. Which one's the iser? Right? They're both heter. How do you say it's not Atmo Shel Iser? So the lashon of the Rashba is that, according to Manda Amar, Efshel Softo Mutter, you would view the entire Chaticha like the Chalav that was Osirit. And therefore, it's not the same min as the meat. It wouldn't be Osir the meat B'mashu. But you would view it as a whole, you would view the Basar like the Chalav that's Osirit. It's Mashma is being Mesiachis to the Chalav as Isir Klape the Basar. If one eats it, it's mechayev malchus, even if he eats only, right? The chorev, the chalav is the iser. Now, okay, before getting to this, why is the chalav the iser? What's worse about the chalav than the basar? He for sure doesn't mean that the chalav is worse than the basar. Right? The chorev, the vort is, I'm suggesting that the vort is that with the bliya is the iser. The chaticha is the nasar, the bliya is the iser. Chalav that's in an environment of basar is iser and it's also the basar. Tam basar that's in an environment of chalav is iser and it's also the chalav. And then whatever the main thing is, the thing that's carrying the bliya, that's a nasar. Question is, but then if you have tam basar in a little bit of tam chalav in a kezias of basar, right? So is it going to be chayv malchus or not chayv malchus? The Gemara seems to say it's a straight statement that it will be mechayv malchus. So, It's not Atzmo Shel Iser. So the answer could be that L'maisa we find a Simchah HaDei by Tom Ke'ikar, right? According to Rabbeinu Tam, brought in the Rush by Tom Ke'ikar. If Nevela is Nosin Tam in the Kazayas of potatoes, a person who eats that Kazayas is Chayav Malkus. Right? So the potatoes are for sure not Atzmo Shel Iser, they're only an Esar. But the Torah is Mechayav Malkus and an Esar also. So even if you don't hold like Rabbeinu Tam in general, that, and Rashi himself also says that Tom Kicker is also to be Mechayev Malkus on one who eats a Kazayas of the Nesar. Yeah? So there is such a concept. You can say that a Nesar is Mechayev Malkus because the Torah said not to eat the Nesar also. But there's still a concept that the Basra and Chav are not on equal footing. The potatoes obviously are not the Atmos Shel Iser. So when Chav is Nosin Tam and Basra, also the Basra is not the Atmos Shel Iser. It's a Nesar. Here's an Nesar that the Torah was Oser that Nesar directly. So Mamelas Mechayev Malkus. Even if you don't hold in general Tom Kicker's Mechayev Malkus, then a Kazayas, but by Basra Mechav, that's what the Torah Oser is with Mechayev Malkus. That's all to explain in the Ran and the Rashba, the Geder of Basra Mechav in the Manda Amar, Efshel Softo Mutter. They're both saying Behedya in the Manda Amar, Efshel Softo Oser, it's not this way. That's goof the machlokas. The Madama Zasher Softo Aser is saying that the Basar becomes Atzmo Shel Iser. It's like Klaya Kerem. Each component becomes Atzmo Shel Iser, and therefore it's also Amino B'mashu V'chuli. I just want to throw out an idea without necessarily saying that Tosos or the Ramban are actually saying this, but as a possibility in the Sugya, that maybe we could plug this into the basic scheme of Chalos on a taroves or chalos and a chaticha. Also, even the way we paskin that efshel softo aser. So maybe the pshat is that in the ikker geder basar b'chalav, in the ikker geder of basar b'chalav, there's an oser and a nesar. The bliya is the oser, and the chaticha it went into is the nesar. And memela, if a piece of basar b'chalav falls into a kedera, a piece of basar that was bolei a tam chalav falls into a kedera, it should be enough to be mevatel the tam chalav, which is the iser, and memela everything else should be mutter. Because the basar was never the actual iser, the basar was a nesar from the chalav, it's not nesar anymore. Or the at least in the rest of the kedera, we don't have the tam of the chalav ha'aser. That's all without the Chiddush of Chanan. The Chiddush of Chanan says, no, once this Tarovis was Nasar, whether it's Basar, which was Nasar from Chalav, Chalav, which was Nasar from Basar, potatoes, which were Nasar from Nevela, regardless of what the Osir and Nasar are, once there was a Chalos Isser and the Tarovis, that Isser is not Poka, Kol Zman Tarovis is Kayim. Which means, practically, it's never Poka, because there's always a little bit of the Isser left in the Heter. That would be similar to Tosfos Ramban. Or, alternatively, in the Mordechai, once there's a Chalos Isser and a Chaticha, so this gets into problems with the Shach's Raya, that there is Chanan by Basar B'chalav by Lach B'lach. But, putting that aside for a minute, theoretically, if we'd find a way to work that out, right, so also by Basar B'chalav, so in the Mordechai you'd say that really, really all you should need to be Mevatel is the Tam Chalav, because that's the Isser and the Basar is the Nesar. But there was a Chalos Isser and the Schaticha Basar, the same way there's a Chalos Isser and a potato that gets Tam Nevela. There's a Dover Mesuyim that got a Chalos Isser, doesn't go.
You're saying that you could work that into even in Tesis you potentially could have said.
What?
You're saying even in Tosfos.
Yes, yeah, so I'm not saying Tosfos actually says this. I'm just saying in the Ramban and Tosfos is basic mahalach.
Even after said the Elser could mean that there's an Isser and an Esser. Just the shayla is if it's kaveh roist that there's not
paka. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You could say it in Ramban. You could say it in the Rashban, not in the Ri. Because the Ri says that Havas Machal is different, and you view the. You don't view that
Chiluk between Basar B'chalav and Shari Surim, that you view the Basar as Atzmo Shel Iser, whereas another Surim That is goofa why I phrased it in such a way that I'm not trying to actually say it in Tosos, because yeah, the Rishonim are mechalik, the Rashba and Rabbeinu Tam at least are mechalik between the Chanan of Basra B'chalav and Shari Surim, right? They say that by Shari Surim, if Dam is Oser salt, so even if the salt is Nosen Tam and something else, because salt is Nosen Tam, you know, even against 1,000, so it's not Oser, because you view it as the Dam that was Oser, and since the Dam would be Batal B'shishim, it's Mutter. And also, things are not Oser Min B'mino for the same reason. If Nevela is also potatoes, and a potato that was natural from Nevela falls into a huge pot of potatoes, and you hold Min B'mino lo batel, it's mutter. It's batel b'shishim, because the potato is not the atzma shalisser, so you just view kilu it would be basar, and if it would be basar, it would be batel. They say that's not the case by basar b'chalav, as mefurish in the sugya on kuf ches, because there it becomes atzma shalisser. So this whole mahalach is not like that. That's why I didn't want to say it in Tosfos. I don't know, you know, the Ramban probably talks about this too. I just want to put it out as a possibility in the sugya. So again, two within the Ramban, Tosos, the Mordechai, the basic mahalach that Chanan is not a function of Basar B'chalav, the Geder Basar B'chalav. There are two mahalchim, how you can explain what's going on. Why isn't it a function of Basar B'chalav? One is to say that, yes, Kol Zman Der Me'urav, each component is Atzmo Shel Isser, just that's only as long as they're Me'urav, Be'ofen of Nosen Tam. Once they're not Nosen Tam Zevaz anymore, Me'ikar then, so to speak, they should be chozer le'teran, comes the halacha of Efshel Soto Isra Chanan and says that they're not, the chalos Isra remains on the Taro of Isra Chaticha, one mahalach. But Kol Zman Der Me'urav Al Kol Panim Der Asmo Shel Isra. That's why they would be Oser Minan B'mashu. Another mahalach, that's the Pashat Mahalach L'chora. Another mahalach is that maybe even more than that. Maybe like the Ran and Rashba's Gedr and the Mandam are Efshel Soto Mutter, that Be'etzem the Bliya is an Oser and the Chaticha is a Nesar, and we don't view the Basar that was Nesar from a Tipa Chalav as Isser at all. It's only a Nesar, and it should really be enough to be Mevatel the Tam Chalav. But both by Shari Surim and by Basar B'Chalav, we say no, once there was a Chalav Isser on the Taroves or on the Chaticha, then it blibes and we view it as Kulo Isser. Even though it's not Kulo Isser Maker, it didn't. We view the Nasar as Kulo Isser and the Shishin to be Mevatel the whole thing. I don't know if I should go into it fully now. All of this, I think, is a prelude to understand something else. Which is, first of all, if you look in Tosfos on Daf Kuf, when he brings the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Ephraim, so there's a little bit of a diuk there. He says that according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, we only say Chanan by Basar B'Chalav, and the way he phrases it is that by Basar B'Chalav, since each one was Heter by itself, so therefore when you put them together, also the Basar is Aser. I don't have let me quote the exact lesson. There's Chun over here. Yeah, there's, that's okay, it's one over here, thank you. Yeah, he says, it's about 8 lines down from the beginning of the Tosfos. He says, we say chatichas menasas devela v'tzarok shishim keneged kol chaticha. Here it's mefor that you hold shishim is tala in chanan. V'lo sagi bebitol tipa luchud mishum dekol chad v'chad ba'ape nafshe shari v'chi is nehu b'hade adade aser hilka chabasar atzmo nasa iser v'loka em v'achal chatzi zayis v'zazur chatzi zayis v'chalav. So he doesn't say hilkach the whole thing is aser. He says hilkach the basar atzmo is aser.
Okay,
Shari Surim. Yeah. Alright, yeah. So he's just contrasting it with Shari Surim. Okay, maybe. Maybe. But maybe there's another explanation. This is another thing we've come across before, and I think we came across again in Sadi Dalit, but I'll just. In Simon Pei Zion, right, there's a discussion. Daraisa, if one cooks basar of a behemoth tmeya in chalav, there's no iser basar b'chalav. It's machlokes whether it's basar b'chalav derabanan. So some poskim may ask, what do you mean an iser derabanan of basar b'chalav? You're talking about horse meat cooked in milk, so it's asher daraisa because it's horse meat cooked in milk. It's also time of the milk. It's already asher. Why do you need a gezeira to asher mishum basar b'chalav? So some answer that Enoch Anami was Asir, but the Rabbanan added another Isir to get a special Chumrah you only have by Basar B'Chalav, which you don't have by Shari Surim. There's Hanan. This Chalav, which was Nasar from horse meat, so if that Chalav is more than something else, do you need Shishim if you hold that there's only Hanan by Basar B'Chalav, not by Shari Surim? So do you need Shishim Kineged the Tam horse meat, or do you just need Shishim? Or you need shishim keneged the chalav itself. So if it would just be mitzad behemet tmeya, it's enough to be mevatel the tam basar. But because of basar b'chalav derabanan, you need shishim keneged the milk also. That's a mahalach. The Taz over there says you can't say that.
Is there no sif? It's like adding an iser? Because iser calling the service.
Yeah, that comes in there too, but I'm definitely not getting into that now. I don't know how that fits in. This is all in Rabbeinu Ephraim that you only say Hanan by Basar B'Chalav. They give this answer within Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Taz asks, this doesn't make any sense, because he says the whole Svar of Rabbeinu Ephraim that you only say Hanan by Basar B'Chalav is because each one by itself is Heter. And when you put them together, therefore when you put them together, then they both become Musar. He says over here, you can't say that kol chad ba'apei nafshe is heter. Not true. Because the horse meat was usher before you mixed it with the milk. Right? So you can't say kol chad ba'apei nafshe hetera. So it seems like a very strange taina, right? L'chora, the idea of Rabbeinu Ephraim is that by basar b'chalav, since they're both heter, so al korchach, where the Torah ashered, was the tarovis, and it ashered the whole tarovis. So it doesn't make a difference whether it was actually mutter beforehand. It's just a way of explaining what the gedder of basar b'chalav must be, right? But apparently the Taz didn't understand that way. As I mentioned earlier, the Shach over there in Nekudas HaKesef asks on the Taz, but he asks what we would probably consider al mishkol rishon, the wrong question. The Shach says, what do you mean? Kol chad ba'apei nafshe hetera means that they're both heter from the iser basar b'chalav before you cook them. But the iser behemoth tmeya has nothing to do with that. In other words, the shach is maskim that if you take a piece of meat that was already cooked with milk, so it's already asher meat din basar b'chalav, and you would cook that meat in a second pot of milk, Yitaka wouldn't say chanan, because you can't say kol chad ba'apei nafshe hetera within the realm of basar b'chalav. His only argument with the Taz is that that's within the realm of Basar B'Chalav. Behemoth Tmeya has nothing to do with that. And there are other places where this comes out l'halacha, that the Shach Taka holds that if something's already, yeah, by Beish State Chivos in Tzadi Dalet, it's in Tzadi Dalet, that if something already is Asher Mishum Basar B'Chalav, then if it's Mu'urav in the second Tarovis, you don't say Hanan in the second Tarovis. So, how do you understand all of this? So, I think there might be an answer from a Taz over here in our Simon. The Taz, when he's explaining the svara of Rabbeinu Ephraim, I'm almost done. When he explains the svara of Rabbeinu Ephraim, he uses a funny word. He says that instead of just saying that before they were Mu'uruv there was no Isser, he says before they were Mu'uruv there was no Isser Nicker. And therefore you say Hanan. So I had an idea. Maybe a little far-fetched, but I'll just throw it out to try to explain something very difficult. I mentioned this once before, but now that we're here, mention it again. That maybe the idea is like this, that when chalav goes into basar, you cook, tipas chalav falls into basar, the chalav of tam chalav becomes the roof in the basar. So really, what's supposed to be the isser is the chalav. Because along the lines of that Nishmer Sabayas and Ron, the Isser, the Oser is the Chalav, the Nesar is the Basar. That's the way it's supposed to be. But the Taz says it can't be that way, because the Chalav that the Isser is going to be Chal on is not Nicker. An Isser can't be Chal on something that's not Nicker. It can't be Chal Mechila on something that's not Nicker. The Melal, Korchach, the Isser is Chal on the whole thing. That's Hanan. Because it can't be Chal just on the Chalav, so Mimela, the Isser is Chal just on the Basar. But that's not really the Iker Geder of Basar B'Chal. The Iker Geder is that the Bliya is Asar. There's a technicality in how the Isser is Chal, that it can't be Chal on the Bliya, so Mimela is Chal on the whole thing. But if something was Taka, Asar, Mitchila, and you don't have this problem, this technicality in how the Isser is Chal, because it's already Isser beforehand, so then it's Chal like the Iker Adin. If the Basar is already Asr Mishum Basar B'Chalav, and that Basar is Notan Tam and Chalav, or Chalav that was already Asr, Chalav was already Nesar, and that Tipa of Chalav that's Nesar falls onto a Chaticha of Basar. So here you don't have the problem that the Isser is not Nicker beforehand. It is Nicker beforehand, so Mimela can be Chal like the Iker Din of Basar B'Chalav is supposed to be. The Bli is the Oser, and the Chaticha is just a Nasar, and you don't say Chanan. Okay, that's all.
Wouldn't that be Mechayev, though, that he wouldn't say Chanan, Basar B'Chalav in the walls of the Gedera, and we hold that we use Nicker? And if you hold like a Rina frame, that's what he's saying.
Bechora, if you would say that, unless you can be mechalak between a kli and a food, enachanami, it's very similar to that idea, which wouldn't bother me so much. Maybe it does hold that way.
I
hear.
We hold the Rebbein Ephraim only.
Maybe you can be mechalak between a kli and a food. If it's in a kli, it's like it's not a chisaron and it's be'en kite, because it's not tafel to something of its own type.
Just like you see in Yom Kippur, there's a chalak in food and clay. No, if it's in a food, it's not a kosher because it's not the end. Why is it a kosher if it's in a clay? Because it's still part of the thing that's the end outside.
I'll accept it.